and welcome to Subspace with His Little Sophie. I'm Sophie, your effervescent hostess. This is a podcast for subbies by a subbie. This show covers things from the mundane to the sexually charged. So sit back, relax, and join the show. Today's show, I want to talk about connecting with others. I know when I first decided that I wanted to pursue this lifestyle a little bit further, I didn't know anyone. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know how to connect with the people who thought like me or who shared some of the same experiences. So I got on the internet and I started looking around, and I noticed there was a lot of porn sites. I really didn't feel like I was looking for a porn thing. I wanted real people. I had some friends who were swingers, and that was a whole new life-affirming thing because I hadn't known that they were swingers when I initially met them. I met one of them, and it was a guy, and we were friends. I was looking for a quote-unquote do shit buddy, you know, just someone to do some shit with, you know, when you don't want to eat alone, you don't want to do whatever it is that you want to do alone. You want someone who is alone as well and looking for someone to go with them. So I had one friend, and he had a girlfriend. At the time, he had assured me, you know, that he was breaking up or going through whatever it was that he was going through, whatever it was. But I really didn't care at the time, and I just told him, you know, that's fine, that's cool. I'm just looking for someone to go to supper with or something like that. Well, he was like, well, I really want you to meet my girlfriend. Or he wasn't calling her his girlfriend. I forget the weird term, but it's basically, I just want you to meet her so that she's not, you know, threatened or whatever. I think you guys would hit it off so well. Now that I look at it in retrospect, he was setting me up to meet them, you know, and trying to feel me out and how I was. So I was like, I have no interest really in meeting your girl, so I just don't like bitch drama, so I'd rather not. It would be kind of awkward and weird. He's like, why? We're just friends. I said, yeah, but how do I know that she feels this way or whatever? Over some time, it finally got to the point where I did go and meet her because we were just friends, and I really loved her. You know, we hit it off so well. She wasn't my type or anything like that, so definitely no swinging situation would jump off, but they became some of my very best friends and were my first friends in the quote-unquote alternative lifestyle, because they weren't, you know, doing the mainstream thing. So I kind of in my mind said, oh, you know, they must be in an alternative lifestyle. So, well, they knew me. As time went on, we got to know each other better, and I noticed that they were on some websites. This is how they met people, and they were on this thing called Adult Friend Finder, and that's adultfriendfinder.com, and they would hook up with people. And me being the total noob that I am, I was just amazed that there was a site dedicated to hooking up, like hooking up only, like we meet, we fuck, that's it. I'm not saying that that's what that site is only about, but they use this site basically to find people to fuck. Now, whether it be for one night or whether it be for a regular hookup, you know. They didn't seem to go for couples, more or less. They seemed to go for women, and they would have a young lady come or whatever, and they would sleep with her. You know. So it wasn't my cup of tea, but who am I to judge? And I just always told them, you know, more power to you. So I didn't quite know what I was. I knew it wasn't that. I knew I enjoyed kinky sex and things like that, but I wasn't the type of person to hook up for a one-night stand or anything like that. It wasn't appealing to me, and I kind of still felt alone, you know. I was happy that I was meeting more open-minded people, but on the same note, I was also sad because I still felt strange and alone and off to the side. So my girlfriend had said, well, you know what? Adult Friend Finder has this sister site, and it's called alt.com. That's www.alt.com. And she said, maybe that's more your cup of tea. I know you like that kinky shit. I said, oh, gee, thanks. But when I took a look at it, you know, I was like, ooh, you know, not like ooh in a gross way, but like ooh in a wow, that's some hardcore stuff. I don't even know if I'm that deep into it or whatever. All I know is I like some aspects of it. I don't know. I was kind of totally confused, but yet open-minded. So I had seen what they were doing on Adult Friend Finder, but I didn't know if I was ready to have that kind of situation with an alternative lifestyle type people. And plus, I was by myself. They had each other, you know. They could explore together and always have each other. But me, I was by myself. So I went to alt.com. I sucked up the courage, and I made a profile on there, and I just set about exploring that website. And I found it to be, I really liked that site. I used that site for about a year. And the reason why I liked that site at the time was because, number one, you could make a profile. Number two, when I first went there, it was more free. You know, now they have like different levels of membership, but back then it was free mostly with a few premium upgrades. You know, you could contact people back and forth. You could contact whoever you want and all of that. And it was a nice place to read other people's profiles and, you know, somewhat make friends. They also had a chat feature with a whole bunch of different chat rooms. So you could go in and chat with others. You know, they had groups for newbie people, groups for tops, bottoms, Gorians, everything. So I really liked that site because I would go in and chit-chat with people. And I liked the semblance of anonymity, you know. They couldn't get in more than I let them in. So I was very guarded at the time. I was so afraid of being outed, you know, especially before I even realized what I was and had a label for it. You know, I didn't want to be outed and ridiculed and all that kind of thing. I don't know, just the fears that we get inside of our heads about people finding out about us. Will they treat us badly? Will they run? Will they grab their pitchforks? So I was on there for quite a while, and I met a lot of great people. I never met a sexual encounter from that site. I did meet a lot of friends. I met one guy that I was talking to. Like I said, he was just a friend, but he was a nice guy, and he went along to be one of my greatest friends. He helped me out a lot when there were times in my life when I needed some help, and it was just from meeting him on that website. It was kind of awesome. I met a lot of online friends, you know, ones that you'll never meet face-to-face, but you talk to them every day. And the reason why you probably wouldn't meet them face-to-face is because they live across the ocean or somewhere very far where you wouldn't be able to see them on a regular basis. However, you know, they became my confidants and great friends in life. You know, there are some great people out there. And I met some weirdos, some trolls, some weird people. Like every site, I guess, there are that segment of weirdos, you know, the type that just do weird shit that makes no sense at all. So I met my share of those. When I got to the point of alt, I don't know how I moved from alt, but I did move from alt onto a new site that's FetLife. That's www.fetlife.com. That's FETLIFE.com. And I switched over there, and that was more of a somewhat of a MySpace, but not as bright. You know, it was more mature, less weirdos. I don't know how to explain it. I just, when I went there, oh, I know how I went there. I went there on the recommendation of that friend who was very good to me. And he was like, well, if you're tired of this situation, because it felt large, alt felt large, whereas when I went to FET, it felt intimate and more mature. It was, gosh, oodles more mature, and it just felt right. And at that time, you know, I was with my current master, and so, you know, we needed a place that was more mature, you know, not so wild and crazy like alt. And but alt was fun. Like I said, alt is a place if you like chit-chatting, if you like people from all over the world, if you like all of that, and if you have a few dollars, you know, to spend on upgrading and everything, because once they started implementing some of the pay features, I just couldn't afford to upgrade. And it got to the point where you couldn't really talk to people if you weren't an upgraded member, and other people could talk to you first, but all you could do basically was wink at them, and that was kind of weird. And then you had a lot of people that didn't pay, so they wink at you, you wink at them, and you really couldn't talk to each other. So I moved over to FET, and FET was totally different in that you could talk to whoever you want. And they do have a chat feature if you want to chat with people. And it was more like message boards. You could join groups and you could have questions. You have a profile. You know, they have a thing where you can add videos and things like that now. And so they have some features, I believe, that you pay for. I'm not familiar with the, like, video features and things like that. I think if you are a donating member or if you do something like that, you get some extra privileges. But it meets my needs at this particular moment in life. So, and I've been on there for over a year. And like I said, I've met some wonderful people. That's how I connected fully with my community when I got to FET, because there are a lot of real people getting together every week. It's not just an online thing, it's a real life thing, it's a medium. They make it, use it as a medium to get together. So there are hundreds of community groups that advertise when they're getting together and all of that. And we respect people's privacy. You know, we respect that, okay, I want to pursue this part of myself, but yet my everyday life, I am so afraid of anyone knowing. So you'll get those people that don't put their picture on there. I'm the kind of person that I like to see who I am dealing with. And that's just me. A lot of people don't mind. If you're just going to be internet chatty friends, then that's fine. You don't have to have a picture. But if I'm going to be meeting people or in the groups or whatever, I like to have a face. Yes, they could fake and put fake faces and such and like that. But you know what? I think that you start going through all of that, it's just not going to be well for you. And you want to be honest with your community, because these are good people. And you never know who you're going to need in life. And I've found that my lifestyle friends have stuck by me more than vanilla friends and family. So we are really a group of good-hearted people. And I think that the only way that you can know if you can trust someone is to trust them. You know, my master always says that to me, you know, because I have a trust issue, but that's just because I've been taken advantage of and hurt so much that I don't trust easily. And so, you know, he just says that. The only way you know that you can trust someone is by trusting them. And I say, okay, I trust you, and you're a better judge of character than me. I just kind of shuck people to the side. And that's just a defense mechanism for me. So, I mean, but it was very difficult when I was by myself. So, but the people that I met from FET were a great group of people. Generous, loving. Not generous in the sense I want to get something out of them, but they would share what they know with you. You know, take the time. And they don't make fun of you. And I really like that, because even if you have the stupidest question, you can ask it and someone will understand and will help you will explain it to you. There are some other sites that you could use to connect with people like yourself, like myself, like us. And another one was collarme.com. I kind of ran into collarme, which is www.collarme.com, about the same time I was on Alt and other people were talking about, oh, collarme. And I went to that site and I made a profile, but I found the interface for me wasn't appealing. I'm kind of a visual person, and the interface of that community really didn't appeal to me. I didn't like the way it was set up. It didn't flow for me. So I deleted my profile off of there, and I really didn't go back to it, just like I said, for those reasons. Not that I didn't think that they were good people or anything like that, but it's just that the user interface for me wasn't friendly and pretty. And not that it all, like, not that Alt is pretty or anything like that, but it is more stylized than what they had. It just had a lot of white space in my eyes. I don't like a lot of white space, etc. So, but if you don't mind that, maybe Color Me is for you. Maybe you won't like the dark colors of FET, or you might the multicolors of Alt. But Color Me, a lot of people have met through Color Me. So, I mean, there are genuine people there as well. So don't let my thoughts on it stop you from exploring it. You have to explore and try for yourself. Finally, another site that I am aware of and a member of is bondage.com. www.bondage.com. bondage.com. Now, bondage.com has a nice little user interface. It's more stylish, up-to-date, a lot more money in it. It's my understanding that Penthouse bought it out, so, and they have some free features and some pay features, and they have a lot of features. And so it looks nice, you know, it's appealing to me, so I didn't mind having a profile on there. So it's kind of like a meeting site, you know, kind of like a Collar Me, not so much like a Fet, in my opinion. I mean, they all have some of the same features, but it feels like to me that bondage.com is geared to the single person or the couple person looking for another person, you know, to hook up or meet some people. Yes, to meet as friends maybe, but I felt it was more like a match-up service, you know, kind of like that, which would have been awesome had I been on the market for looking for someone. I definitely would have used those services. So basically, those are some of the tips that I can give. I mean, there are probably loads and loads more of sites. And if you guys know any of them, please email me. Feel free to do that. My email is hislilsophie@gmail.com. So that's hislilsophie@gmail.com. All one word. And tell me some other great sites. Because I was inundated with porn sites and everything when I did my searches back in the day, and that's not what I was looking for. You know, I wasn't looking for wank fodder. I was just looking for some real sites where I could connect with real people and embark on this life. And it's been wonderful for me. As I said, I've had some hurts. I've had some happiness. I mean, but it has been a ride and a journey, and it was definitely a learning experience. If anything, you have to have experiences to learn and to grow and become the more rounded person that you can become. It's fostered a love of this lifestyle in me, and it's kept me coming back for more. So please, don't be afraid to reach out and to connect. You can start off slow as you like, you know, maybe put a picture up that's not of you, or maybe it's your foot, thigh, butt, you know, something, your best feature, but it doesn't have to be your face. And people will accept that. They will accept your level of comfort, and as you grow, you know, I'm sure you will be more willing to open up a little bit more, or actually go out to a munch or something like that. And that'll be the topic of our next show, plucking up the courage to get out there and meet real people. You have been listening to Subspace with His Lil Sophie. Once again, I would like to thank you for joining us today, and I hope to see you again next.